With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hall of Famer, numbered, retired, hanging jersey in the sports arena. And a guy that I had the pleasure of calling his games when he was coaching the Sockers many years ago. So it's really exciting to talk to you again, Brian.
Thank you, Chris. I thought we would have converted you by now from that baseball gig.
No, you gave it your best shot. I will say that. You gave it everything you had. But I am more of a soccer fan than I've ever been. And I've really enjoyed this World Cup. And I'm excited about the match Sunday. And I just wanted to get, an expert's opinion on what we laymen can kind of be looking for when we watch France play Croatia on Sunday, because I think everybody wants to watch. We just aren't 100% sure what we're watching for.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the guy to ask, because I picked Spain to go all the way, and then after they get knocked out, I picked Brazil, and then after they get knocked out, I picked Belgium. So I don't know how much of an expert I am, but it's going to be fun. Chris, I think it's been a superb World Cup, and one of the big reasons was that a lot of the big teams from the first game, Germany lost, and Argentina had a tough time in their first game, and then Mexico beat Germany. So from the get-go, it was an exciting tournament because all the top teams had to play to their best to get through to the next round.
We're talking to Brian Quinn, USD's men's soccer coach, also a Hall of Famer, also was on the 1991 USA national team as well.
Yeah,
Brian, some of your picks that you said, you sounded like my bracket, actually. That's some of those teams were the exact same picks I had, and they've all fallen off. Let me ask you a question. What has Croatia done so well that has allowed them to get to this point?
I mean, it's an old adage. Tony, and you've heard it many, many times before, and I think it transcends all the sports. Teams that succeed are based on a lot of camaraderie, teamwork, grit, and obviously talent. And, it doesn't matter if it's the NBA with the Golden State Warriors or when the Patriots are winning Super Bowls. There's that sense of togetherness, and it was a great story. Pride. Patients have representing their country, and it's obviously only a sport, but a lot of those men are playing for their country and what they went through over 25, 30 years ago with the war and the previous Yugoslavia.
It's really remarkable. I mean, Croatia, in terms of like the population of Croatia, I don't know if it is about the same as San Diego. So it would almost be like if we just took a bunch of guys from San Diego and won the World Cup, right, Brian?
It's interesting, Chris, you say that, but if you recall, I mean, two of the greatest players that ever played for the Sockers were Steve Jungel and Branko Cagura, both of Croatian descendants.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that if you look back in the history of European soccer, Dinamo Zagreb and Red Star Belgrade, who were, big rivals in Serbia and Croatia, Croatia's always had a fantastic team. Are fantastic players and a great developmental youth system.
Brian, clearly the one thing that's missing for a lot of fans out here in the World Cup is the actual United States team. Clearly there needs to be some type of shakeup, and they seem like they've started to move towards making some changes. From somebody who was a part of those teams, what do you think the fix is?
I don't think it's one quick fix, but I want to allude to before we talk about winning the World Cup, I think what we have to do is gain a little perspective because, when I was with the Sockers with Chris and it was like 95 or 96 in that era, the growth of the game in regards to numbers and the MLS and the talent level and the youth is just off the charts. I think what we're trying to do is say we want to be in the top 10 every World Cup, every cycle. and that's not an easy thing to do. I think that what we need to do, for me anyway, and I've said this 20, 25 years ago, I don't know who the best NBA, the best basketball player is in Europe. It doesn't really matter. But because they need to come to the U.S. to prove themselves. Conversely, you need to be in Europe to play soccer at the highest level. All the Argentinians, all the Brazilians, all the Croatians, I mean, the two of the top players, Modric is playing for Real Madrid every week. Rakitic is playing every week for Barcelona. So it's just an indicator of where our top players, our elite soccer players need to be. And it's not just playing in the leagues, but it's getting on one of those teams and competing at the highest level. And I think over the course of, you know, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years, that needs to be the goal, in my opinion.
Well, that would seem like, and as a follow-up, that would seem like the MLS is kind of working against that thing, because you want all of the it would seem as though you want all your players to stay home and play in your league, but if in order to get better in on the world stage, you need to go to Europe, that doesn't seem like they're conducive to one another.
And that's why I think there's a little bit of a dilemma right now, Tony. There's the sense of MLS is probably as good or as strong as it's been ever. We've got some of our best players on the national team participating. But the reality is you have to have those guys playing week in, week out in the top leagues in Europe. I mean, and I think the kid from Pennsylvania who's at Dortmund, Christian Pulisic, is probably the standard bearer right now and probably the beacon of what we need to do. And there's not only him. I think there's a slew of young Americans are over in Germany and in England that are playing their trade. And if they come good, I think our national team will reap the benefits.
One of the great soccer players I've ever seen, Brian Quinn, and seen in person anyway, playing with those San Diego Soccers indoors, out. He's just fantastic and a great coach. And coach, congratulations taking over at USD. Give us just a little feel. How long before you're in the Final Four? This year, next year? I mean, how long are you giving yourself?
Well, I mean, the previous coach, Chris, as you know, was Seamus McFadden.
Yeah.
And Seamus started the program back, and he was there for 39 years. So I worked it out that if I get the Final Four by the time I'm 94, I'm in good shape.
Well, I tell you what, I know it's going to be fun. I enjoy watching the soccer, and I do some of the San Diego State games on the internet and watching Lev Kirshner's team. So you'll be competing against those kids, and it's a good rivalry, USD and San Diego State, when it comes to soccer.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Chris, we have them this year at Torero Stadium, October the 19th. So we're looking for a big crowd that night. I've known Lev for years. I know his assistant really well, Matt Hall. So let's get the Aztecs and the Toreros out and fill the stadium that night.
You'll probably see me and my family, my three girls play, and they actually played against Matt Hall's team this last summer. So you'll probably see us there as a family watching that game.
I'll get you some shirts, Torero Blue. Tony.
Oh, I don't know.
He won't wear those. We love you, Brian, but I can't get him to. I can barely get him sometimes to talk about USD. I got to get him a little more worldly. We're both Aztecs at heart, but he's
a little more forgiving.
I'm a little more forgiving, I guess. Hey, Brian, thanks for coming on. Great talking to you and catching up with you. Great to congratulations on the USD gig. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.